Last night on the evening news, you heard Bud Childs, the son of former Governor Lawton Childs, trash Charlie Crist's bid for U.S. Senate. Childs says he's contemplating a run for governor himself. One reason for his bitterness is the governor's draining of $700 million from the Lawton Childs Endowment, an annuity that funds programs for kids and seniors. In the second part of our interview, Bud Childs details what Crist and Florida lawmakers have done with the fund.
The endowment was set up by Governor Bush and honored my father as a legacy, taking $2 billion of the $13 billion that he had won in the historic tobacco fight and setting that aside for programs that he cared dearly about, which were programs for child health care, the elderly. It was a safety net. And that $2 billion was producing about $100 million a year, the interest on the principal, as a continuing endowment in perpetuity. A year and a half ago, the governor came to my mother and asked her if she would object to a one-time borrowing of about $300 million to fix a budget situation with a promise to pay it back promptly. The promise was made, but the money was never paid back. In fact, last January, the governor, without any conversation to our family or anyone in the foundation or children's advocates in general, took an additional $700 million out of the endowment to patch budget holes. So effectively, he has gutted the endowment, which we think is not only morally wrong because it's set up in law to be a safety net, it fiscally wrong because he's selling the assets at a time when the market is at historic lows. So we'll never get that gain back that we're going to lose by selling those assets. And finally, it's legally wrong because this was a law that was set up. It was duly passed. And you can't just take money out of appropriations bill when a law has been set up. So there will be a legal challenge that we will mount to his efforts to raid the fund that will be forthcoming.
Okay, forthcoming, you say. So we'll hear about that next few weeks or months?
Yes, next few weeks.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Well, Bud, talk to me now. You have a new website and an organization now, Worst to First. What is that all about?
Well, what it's all about is in the Childs Foundation, we've determined that it's very important not only that we do ongoing programs like the Whole Child program that we've been doing in the Tampa Bay area, but also that my father would want us to be involved in advocacy. In the last 10 years as a state, we have moved from being a leader in child health insurance, in juvenile justice issues, in K-12 funding, to being really one of the very worst states in the whole nation in all those indicators. We have one of the lowest graduation rates in the country. We have one of the lowest funding rates of K-12. We have 850,000 kids that are uninsured in the state. So in the last 10 years, we have regressed horribly in terms of taking care of children, funding education, funding health care. And worse than that is politicians, and I won't call them leaders because I think the term politicians are more appropriate, have told us during that time that we were doing well on these issues. That we were, in fact, and recently the governor said in his State of the State speech that we were 10th in education and making national advancement. He said at the end of the legislative session a week ago that the work the legislature had done on education was phenomenal. Well, here in Hillsborough County, you have a wonderful school superintendent who is dealing with one-third of the budget of our surrounding states, Georgia and South Carolina, or two-thirds. So she has one-third less than they have to deal with. So we're not talking about competing with China or Asia. We're talking about competing with Georgia. And we're spending about half of what they're spending on higher education as well. So when you're 49th, where do you go from there? Do you become like a third world country? I think there's a huge gap between what the people of Florida know. And once they do know, because I've been around the state and talked with people, once they understand what's going on, they're mad, they feel manipulated, and they're ready to take action. And we're starting to see that on education around the state.
So again, what does the advocacy that your new group, Worst to First, what is it trying to get accomplished?
Well, what it's trying to get accomplished is so that Floridians can very easily understand, going to our website, worsttofirst.org, that can very easily understand where are we on these key indicators, regardless of what they hear someone say in Tallahassee. They can find out the graduation rate. They can find out how much we're spending on K-12, how much on higher ed, how many kids are uninsured. Because I defy you to go on the state's website and find that information. It's almost impossible to wade through and find it. So number one, it's about getting people connected to the facts. Number two, it's about getting them to really understand all of the options that are available to them to take action. Who they can contact, how their voice can be heard. unfortunately, in Florida now, our political system has got a literal chokehold on it, and it's called big money. Recently, we saw in the 12th hour of the legislature, we almost saw a bill pass that would have allowed offshore rigs within 3 miles of our coast, all down the Tampa coast. We could have seen oil rigs, and it almost happened. And the reason it almost happened is because there's millions and millions of dollars that would go into the leadership funds of the House and Senate president and speaker so they could continue their power, hand out money to their other members. And unfortunately, that's how the system works. That's why casino gambling and offshore drilling trump education, healthcare, and community values. And the net of it, and we want people to understand, is we're paying for these problems on the back end, enormous sums of money. The only part of state government that's grown in the last 2 years is the prison budget, grown by 35%. So we're now spending 6 to 10 times locking up our teens, what it would cost to have them in the community, dealing with if they've got a drug problem, deal with it in the community, graduate them, a tenth the cost. We could be doing that through great programs that exist. Instead, we're putting them in jails at $42,000. So we're spending money on failure. Worst to first is about let's get spending money on success. Let's get on the front end. Thanks.
Let me ask you this also. It hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention, but this legislature rejected $444 million in stimulus funds for the Unemployment Trust Fund, which, you know, we're looking at the worst unemployment in Florida in the last 50 years. And, you know, we've seen this in other states, and mostly those Republican governors backed off, like Sarah Palin in Alaska, right, and Sanford in South Carolina. It wasn't even about Charlie Crist here. It was about the Republican legislature who fought this off, and we really haven't heard much about that even.
You know, and that is something that we need to shout to the rooftops, with the point that you just made. The fact that $500 million would be available for people that have lost their jobs as a result of the economy. We're at 10% unemployment now in this state. Where is our plan? Where's our economic development plan? The least we could do is aggressively grab. Those are 100% federal dollars. That's a zero contribution from the state. And that means tens of thousands of people could be getting a check for 20 additional weeks. And they're not going to get it because we're asleep at the switch in Tallahassee for. And you know, if you're an average working guy out there, you need to hear this, and you need to be upset with your Republican legislator or your Democratic legislator, whoever, you know, was not aggressively getting that money for you, because and that means the 7-Eleven's not getting the money, and the Publix is not getting the money, and the CVS, that the economic development overflow. That's a lot of money, and that's just a part of how much money that is available to really transform our economy. I mean, let's face it, you know, the growth drug that we've been on for the last 20 years, which I say is a gross drug because I'm not sure it's been that good for us. You know, people could buy their house high in Michigan, sell it high and buy low in Florida and pay low taxes, move down here. And then, you know, we could just have low taxes and not invest in education, not invest in healthcare. All of a sudden, hey, the music stopped and people are not moving to Florida and they're not going to move here. We're going to have net outflow, just like we're starting to have now. People are moving to North Carolina. They're moving to Virginia because they can get better jobs and they get better education. I mean, we're getting the reputation as a cheap state at the higher ed level and the K-12 level. And if you've got a special needs kid, you don't really want to be in Florida. This is not a safe place for your kids if you're in a special need. It's really not a good place if just in K-12 because of the lack of investment that we've made. And we've got to fix that. You know, we need to lead in those areas again.